today. It's 1:58 p.m. and we are thriving and laving. So it's 2 p.m. What have I done today? Nothing. Okay, I got home at like 8:30 last night. I think later than that. I don't know, honestly. Regardless, she's home. She did it. She made it. Bow. And yeah, it was good. Whenever I got home last night, I hung out with Brody and Brianna for a long time, then I hung out with my mom, and yeah, I'm like crashed out. I'm so tired. So yeah, I slept till like 11, I think. And then I've been scrolling on TikTok. I talked to my mom a little teens a bit. Yeah, not a lot. I hung out with my kitty cat and my dogs. So, nothing cray. And yeah, I don't want to do anything today. I don't even want to unpack. I'll do that tomorrow. Today, I just want to, I don't know. TBD. Okay, if we're being honest. Trip, 10 out of 10. Fantastic. It was great. I guess we can just talk about that. I feel like, okay, Slay. So, I go on a Wednesday at 6:30 in the morning. My flight leaves at like 6:48 or something. 6:38 maybe. I don't know. So, I'm like, okay, I need to get to the airport by 4:30 so I can leave at 6:30. Okay. I get to the parking spot where I park my car at 4:20, picked up for like got to the airport by, oh well, that was late. I guess at the airport at least by 4:40, and I am like get through my boarding pass says Terminal E, but then it says Gate D. So I was like, what the hell? And so I'm like, I'll just run to Gate D. So I'm like trying to get through the airport, go all the way like from one end of E all the way to the other end of E, complete like literally every single gate, and then realize that I can't just keep walking and get to Gate D. So I asked someone and I'm like, hey, like, my terminal said E, I'm at Terminal E, but then it says Gate D, that's not here, obviously, like, what do I do? And this guy's like, oh, yeah, like, you need to take the Skylink and do, like, this and this. And I'm like, okay, shit. Well, I'm gonna be scared to take the Skylink, because, like, what if I'm not supposed to take it, and then I have to come back, like, I don't have that much time. And he's like, yeah, like, just double check with someone else. And so I'm like, fuck. Okay, so at this point, I'm like, you know, maybe I run. Like, maybe I should run a little bit. Like, I'm kind of, like, scared. So I'm running through the airport a little bit. And then I decide to take the Skylink. Then it takes me to Terminal C. But then I see somewhere that says Terminal D on another Skylink. So I'm like, okay, fuck. And so I get on that one and I'm just like, fuck me, fuck me. I'm kind of panicking. I'm trying to call my mom because she told me she will fucking answer and she didn't. And like, this is so frustrating because whenever I call my mom, I expect her to answer. And there's like, she has done so many fucking things to her phone and my calls don't go through. And so I'm in a fucking full-on panic attack trying to fucking call this bitch and she's not answering. And I'm so pissed because she was like, I'm gonna answer. Like, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna have all my ringer on. I'm gonna have this, this, and this. And then she's not fucking answering. I'm calling her like 20,000 times. I'm texting her. I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm lost, mom. I'm fucking scared. I don't know what to do. And so I'm on the Skylink. I'm dripping sweat. I'm literally like, I ran and I'm like stressed and I'm freaking out and I'm standing there and every time the Skylink moves, you know, like you have to hold on because like when she gets going, like, she gets going. I forget to hold on every single time, so I'm, like, frolicking all over this fucking Skylink, and I'm like, Jesus, like, God, get me fucking somewhere, please. And so then I see someone who looks like he works there, and I'm like, hey, like, you work here? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I don't fucking know what I'm doing. Like, my thing said Terminal E, but now it's in Gate D. Like, does that mean what I think it means? Like, is it actually Terminal D? Why would it say Terminal E? And, ugh, I was so fucking annoyed, because I'm like, this shit doesn't make sense. Why is it saying two different fucking things and everything's saying Terminal, but then my gate is D? What the hell? Anyway, he's like, yeah, Spirit has gates in E and in D. Okay, so then say Terminal D, you fucking cunt. God, it pissed me off. And anyway, so I was like, thank you, sir. He's like, yep, there you go. Get to D, go do your thing. And I'm like, okay, cool, fuck. So finally, I'm like running. I have to go down this escalator, up over here, left over here, right over here, everything. I'm running. Make it to my gate 1 minute before boarding, because boarding starts at 5:40, and I think I should have gotten there 2 hours before boarding instead of 2 hours before leaving, because, yeah, then I just lost, like, fucking 30 fucking forever. I lost, so, yeah, so it was fucked, and, like, I didn't, like, have time to, like, go to the bathroom or, like, get water or, like, anything before that. Like, literally went from TSA to fucking running, okay? And so, and TSA took forever. There was, like, a football team or something, like, ugh, I don't know. But there was a fucking hold up. And so, yeah, I literally get there. I see this little convenience store. So, I don't have time to, like, eat or anything. Like, I'm literally, like, okay, let me get a water. Let me go pee and... literally, like, sat down for, like, 30 seconds, took my hoodie off, took a breath, and then ate some edible and got on that damn plane, because damn. And, yeah, I was, like, still sweaty on the plane, and I was, like, hey, like, talking to, like, the person sitting next to me, and we talked for a second, and then, like, I guess his partner came over. And so then we were all three talking, and they were, like, the girl, she's like, yeah, like, I like Spirit better than Frontier. And I was like, ooh, T, like, why? And she was like, I feel like the seats are comfier, and I feel like there's less crying babies. And I was like, okay, let me hear you out, okay? Because I fly Spirit or Frontier, I really don't give a fuck. I don't know. My friends threw a fit about it when we went to Puerto Rico, and they're like, Spirit gets delayed. The flight got delayed so many times. And then guess what? They fly another airline, and guess what? Gets delayed. Like, the airline has nothing to do with delays. And maybe the seats aren't as comfortable. I personally don't give a fuck, because I'm gonna eat my edible and I'm gonna go to sleep anyway. I don't have trouble flying. So, a cheap flight. Look at this. I was gonna pay $500 almost for this trip from another airline. Or... I think I paid $150, but then I paid for a carry-on each way, because Spirit and Frontier don't come with carry-ons, which other airlines do, so there is that. But still, even with that, I think I paid, like, $255. I think that was my total. Round trip. Two carry-on. Carry-on each way. Versus $500. No, bitch. Okay. So, yeah, I'll stand on that. Like, yes, I'm taking a cheap fucking flight. It's gonna get me where I'm gonna go. And so she's saying, talking about the crying baby. So I'm like, okay, like, let me see. Let me test this theory. There's a crying baby on our flight. I'm like, you jinxed us, you little bitch. I don't mind. Still slept the whole time. Don't give a fuck. Do my thing. Get off the plane. And I was like, I'm fucking starving. That was so much. Holy shit. Fuck. Ugh. And I get there. Sam picks me up at the airport. It took us a minute. It took me a minute to find her. And then we went back to her apartment. And, like, we were just kind of chilling, hanging out. She was supposed to go to work at 3. She was supposed to go to work at 11. But then she was like, I'm going to come in at 3. And so then at 3, she was like, I'm not coming. All this shit is fucked. And, like, it was kind of fucked. Like, my flight, like, was, I think it was early. And so then we didn't have the gate that, the gate wasn't ready yet. And so then we had to sit there and then we had to do this and, you know, the whole thing. So it did take a little extra. But yeah, then she was getting a cat on Friday and it was Wednesday. And so she's getting, like, all these packages in of, like, shit for the cat. And so we, like, build this cat tree, build this little cat, like, scratching pad, post thing, whatever. And then, yeah, we're just, like, getting all the shit together, hanging out, talking, catching up a little bit. And then, yeah, just really hanging out and talking. We didn't do a lot on Wednesday. We just kind of chilled. And then ate, of course. I don't know what we ate on Wednesday. I don't know. And we went to the store. And then I was like, okay, well, Erica came over after she got off work at, like, freaking, like, 9 p.m. or something. And then we hung out for a little bit. And then I was like, well, I'll go spend the night with Erica so we can hang out a little bit since me and Sam got to hang out all day. And so I did that and we got to go to Erica's. And it's nice because Erica smokes. Obviously, I smoke. So we got to have a little smoky smoke. And we watched Bad Girls Club. Tea, honestly. Like, I was like, you know what, I'm not, I don't know, like, I have been, like, in a weird with reality TV for, like, a minute, but this was good. This was good. This was, like, Jersey Shore, but all women, and, like, a little, like, respectfully trashier, and so it was good. And then, oh, also, their house was, like, all decorated for Christmas. It was so cute. Grinch themed. Loved it. And then, let's see, we wake up. She drops me off at Sam's in the morning. They live, like, 15 minutes apart, if even. And Erica lives with her family, and Sam lives by herself, so I was, like, mostly at Sam's. But I don't know if that's why. I don't think that's why. I was just, like, I don't know, whatever. I was, like, bouncing back and forth between their houses. But, yeah, so I go back to Sam's, and then I decide I'm going to go on a walk. And I just go venture for a long time. And it was probably, like, an hour or so. And then I go back to her house, back to Sam's. And then I'm like, okay, let me look for, like, somewhere to go. So I find this cute little, like, bar restaurant thing, and I was like, okay, let me go there because it looks cute, and then hopefully, like, I can meet people and, like, find things to do and whatever. So I go, and okay, also I'm wearing this, like, long sleeve crop top, of course, and then I have a flannel over it, and then I have on leggings and then my socks and my fake Uggs. And like, I was fine. Like, I wasn't freezing cold. Like, it was a little chilly, but, like, nothing crazy. Like, I don't know. But I had four people stop me and be like, aren't you cold? Or, like, you're not cold? Or some random shit about my fucking apparel, I guess. And I was like, no. Like, I mean, I'm a little cold, but, like, it feels good. Like, you know, it's the vibe. So, I was kind of like, okay, guess I'm not, clearly I'm not from here, I guess. But it was fun. The bar was literally, like, dead, so I was just kind of hanging out. It was, like, 1 when I got there-ish, and it was, like, a 25-minute walk, and there was a 100-foot climb, bitch. I did that shit. I put that work in. It was good. It was fun. And so I took a tequila shot because I was like, ooh, vacation. Like, I just put that work in. And yeah, then there was no one there. So I was like, okay, fuck it. And then I got a little burger and a little fries, and it was fucking good as hell. And then I talked to the bartenders a little bit, and they were cool. Like, they gave me, like, a little, they were like, go to New York, go to New York. And Sam and Erica and my mom have been like, you shouldn't go to New York by yourself. So I was like, oh, fuck me, okay. So then I was, like, scared. So I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. So I went and I did that and I hung out at that bar. And then I walked back home because the sun was going down at, like, 4:30. So I wanted to be home by then. Like, I didn't so want to be out in the dark, I guess. So I go back there. And then I just chilled for a couple hours. And then Sam used to work at this restaurant. And she worked there for, like, 5 years. And so every once in a while, like, she'll pick up shifts, like, if they really need her or something. And so that was, Thursday was one of those days. And so I was like, okay, well, like, I'll just come meet up there. And she's like, it's super slow. Like, I can literally, like, sit and hang out with you. Like, yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. So I go, and it's this Greek restaurant. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm a little, like, intimidated and, like, new meat. Like, I have mixed feelings about that. Because there's gyro. And I was like, I don't know. So I just got grilled chicken and rice. And then... Okay, damn, sorry. I was rudely interrupted. So I had, oh, at Sam's restaurant, I just got grilled chicken and rice because I was like, I don't know. Pretty mid, honestly. I was like, I don't know. But it came with pita, and the pita was good, so, when I had made a TikTok on Thursday on my little walk and everything, and it was kind of fun, and I was like, ooh, it's kind of fun, like, why not, fuck it, like, kind of embarrassing, but kind of don't give a fuck, and so, yeah, that was fun, and then Friday, what did I do Friday? I was, like, still a crop top, because I don't really have, like, I don't think I have shirts that aren't crop tops. Unless they're, like, a 3X men's t-shirt. So, crop tops only. So, another crop top with another jacket. And then I wore jeans because I was, like, maybe that's, like, a little, like, warmer or something. I don't know. Honestly, wasn't. But maybe it looked warmer. And then my boots. What did I do? Oh, I was, like, I want to go to a dispensary so I can have a little something. So, I was walking to one, and then Sam also, her vape ran out, and so she wanted a new one. She was like, if you go out tomorrow, like, if you go to a smoke shop. So, I was like, okay, maybe I can, like, check that out, because there was a smoke shop, a vape shop on my way to the dispensary. So, and it was, like, half a mile closer, so I was like, hell yeah. But I stopped in there, and then I was like, oh, maybe they have weed here, like, you know, get a little something. And I walk in, and so I'm talking to this girl. This is, like, one of my favorite gals I met there. And, like, we're talking for a minute, and I'm like, she's like, do you know what you're looking for? Like, do you want help? And I was like, I have a specific vape that I'm looking for my friend, but, like, I want some weed, but I don't know, like, I'm gonna see what you have. I don't know. I'm not from here. And she was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Texas. And she's like, girl, ew, what are you doing here? Like, we don't like you here. And I was like, no, wait, like... And then I, like, felt awkward because, like, she wasn't super, like, smiling. Like, I think, like, she was making it like it was a joke, but, like, she was serious. So I was like, no, girl, like, it's okay, like. And then, like, we just got to talking, and she was like, you know what? But for real, like, if I could live anywhere, I would live in Texas. And I was like, girl, what? You hate me. But she was funny, and, like, I don't know. Then we were just talking, and she was actually, like, we were cool. And... her name was Christina. That's my girl. So love her. And then also, yeah, I was able to get weed there. So that saved me like half a mile a walk. And then, yeah, after that I was walking back. Oh, and then I had seen this place on TikTok, I think. And cause I was like looking for things to do. And, there was this little like hot dog place called the Dog Park. First of all, such a good name, so clever, I love it. And they just have hot dogs, and so I was like, fuck it. And so, yeah, I was looking back, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll get a hot dog, like, why not? And so I'm looking at the menu, and they have like all these crazy like hot dogs. And then there's this one called the Narco Dog. It's a bacon wrapped beef dog with refried beans, guacamole, shredded cabbage, cilantro, hot sauce, pickled jalapenos, bun, all the shit. And I'm like, refried beans on a hot dog bun sounds illegal, but I don't know. The shit kind of sounds good. Like, it sounds weird together since I'm thinking of a hot dog and beans, but I don't know. I was like, fuck it. Like, let me just try it. Like, maybe if I don't think about it. And I was like asking the guy there. And so I was like, yeah, I'll get it. Let me test it out. So I get it. And it was weird, but it was actually pretty good. I was kind of like, you know what? Kind of a slay. And then I was like, I want another hot dog. Like, I'm still hungry, but I just got a plain one. I was like, eh, it's just a little something. And then, oh, it was funny because I couldn't really hear him very well. I can't really hear very well. Like, so I have to, I'm a wet ass bitch. Okay. And so I was like asking what he had to, I was asking if he had lemonade, and he was like, I guess he said no. And then he was like saying other drinks. And so I thought he said high C, and I was like, oh yeah, can I get high C, high C? And he's like, I thought he was saying high C back, but he was saying iced tea. And so I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. And he gives it to me, and I go, I sit down, and I'm like sitting there, I'm making a video, and I'm like, he got my hot dog, and I went to grab my drink and be like, got my high C, and then I look at it and see that it's iced tea, and I was like, oh, okay, that sucks, but whatever. I don't hate tea, I just like, I'd rather have lemonade. And yeah, but it was good, and the guy was really cool. Like, they were like, because I'm asking them, like, where should I go, what should I do, da, 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 da. And he was saying that he is a DJ at this place called The Park, which is owned by the same person who owns the dog park, but it was like just down the street. And he's like, yeah, you should go there, you should go there. Like, he was DJing there, I think, on Saturday. And I was like, oh, well, I planned Saturday night. But, like, yeah. Anyway, so we decide. There was this whole, like, plan for Erica's birthday. Because Erica's birthday was on Saturday. And so Friday, like, we had plans to go out. And honestly, like, it really fucking sucked. Everyone canceled super last minute. And, like, granted, it wasn't the most put-together plan, but there was a foundation of a plan, and it's Erica's birthday. Like, I just felt bad. Like, literally, there was supposed to be, like, I think, like, over 10 people there, and every single person canceled at the last minute, too. Like, that's what really sucks. Like, if you're gonna cancel, that's one thing. Like, I get it, shit happens, but to cancel last minute, and like, it's her birthday, like, you know, kind of a priority, like, should be a higher priority since it is her birthday. And yeah, it was just like shitty, and like, she was just bummed out about it. And so we're like, okay, well, you know what, we're gonna find something so fun to do tomorrow night. And so we're looking for things to do. Sam finds Green Velvet, one of my favorite DJs, playing in New York, wanted to go so bad, Saturday night. Like, it was perfect. It was literally perfect. And so we're like, okay, boom, sold. Tomorrow is gonna be great. Whatever happens tonight happens, but you know what, tomorrow we going out, so it's gonna be fun. And so we decide we're just gonna go to this club that they like. It's called 626. It's in Jersey City. It's a gay bar, like 10 out of 10. And, of course, I'm excited. I'm like, ooh, Jersey City, like, we sound so fancy. I've never been, like, I don't know. Like, I'm so excited. I'm ready to go out. And it's a birthday. And it's a gay bar. So, I know it's going to be good. Like, and it was so good. Like, we go and, like, first of all, the DJ, pink hair, and then, like, I feel like if I was a DJ, these are the kind of songs, like, I would be playing. And so I was just feeling this, like, every song was, like, 10 out of 10. It was so good. Like, we were hearing Meg Thee Stallion. We're hearing Cardi B. We're hearing Black Eyed Peas. Like, we're hearing fucking so many good things. Like, I don't even fucking know what else, but I knew every freaking song. Like, it was so good. I loved it. And then the other DJ that was on was also really good, Lotta Bad Bunny, which Sam loves Bad Bunny, and, like, I'll get down to Bad Bunny, like, I'm here for it. And so that was so fun, and we're, like, taking, oh my god. And then I go to order, and if I'm out at a bar, like, that's not in my small town that has cheap prices. I'm like, I'm only taking shots. I'm going to drink water in between because then I'm going to have a more better bang for my buck. And also, like, I don't have to worry about, like, getting roofied. Like, it feels a little safer to just take the shot and then, like, go dance. So, yeah, that's my thing. I was like, I'm just going to do it. And also, like, I don't really know what to drink. Like, my go-to is a margarita, but they don't, like, bar margaritas are usually not that good. If I have a can, it's probably a Cayman Jack. And nobody fucking else in the world drinks Cayman Jacks, apparently, because they have it nowhere. And then Malibu and Sprite is my other one, but I always feel embarrassed whenever I order that because my friends dog the fuck out of me for drinking that. But, like, that's what I drank when I first started drinking, and it's so good, and, like, I just want to drink that forever. But also, I know it's, like, extremely sugary and all the shit, so, I don't like ordering that. Vodka crayons, no, I don't really like it. Like, if my friends will drink it, I'll take a drink, but I don't know, I'm like, I would just rather have a tequila shot, honestly. So, or an AMF. I used to drink AMFs. Honestly, I would still drink one of those, but those are going to get you fucked. Ugh. Yeah, so I don't really know what drinks to order. Or I'll do, like, Bacardi and Sprite. Sometimes I do that. Not so good, but gets the job done. Like, it's a drink. It's tolerable. Anyway, so I go up, and I'm like, hi, can I have a tequila shot dressed and chilled? This man looks at me and says, dressed and chilled? I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, dressed and chilled. Like, I thought, like, he didn't hear me. And he's like, what? And I was like, cold with, like, salt and a lime. And he's like, dressed and chilled? And I was like, dressed and chilled. And he's like, okay, dressed and chilled. And so I was like, okay, fuck. And so I turn around. And I, like, look at Sam and Erica, and I'm like, do y'all not say dressed and chilled? And they, like, both kind of looked at me like, what? And I was like, if I say, can I have a tequila shot dressed and chilled, do you know what I'm saying? And they were like, no, girl. And I was like, okay, noted. Like, y'all don't say that. Duh. And, yeah, I was like, it was, like, fucking funny as fuck. Like, the guy was flabbergasted whenever I said dressed and chilled. So I was like, okay. Okay, fuck. Anyway, I got a fat tequila shot, dressed and chilled. And that one was good. And then we're, like, dancing, having fun. We're getting these other shots, and they're giving them to us in these little, like, I don't know what that container is meant for, but it is not for my fucking shot, okay? They're tiny little freaking babies, and I was paying $20 for that. I'm like, I'm getting a drip of alcohol right here. What's going on? Whatever. Still, the vibes were there. Whatever. And also, I was paying, yeah, $20 for one shot of tequila. And then I got us a round of green tea. And I paid $23 for three green tea shots. And I was like, $3 more than a fucking tequila shot for three of them? What? Crazy work, but okay. Anyway, so fun. Danced so hard, sang so hard. It was a lot of fun. And then we went to this little pizza place around the corner, and I was like, you know what? I love this because this reminds me of Dallas neighborhood, because they have, you know, of course, all the gay bars, and then right around the corner, there's a little, like, pizza place, and so good. Like, oh, I love it. I'm having a blast. So, of course, I get my barbecue chicken pizza. Yum. And then Erica, her brother texts her and was like, hey, like, I'll come pick you up if you want to ride. And so, of course, like, free Uber, yes. And so we call him and we're waiting. And then we get in the car and, like, homeboy rides low. Like, his seat was in my lap. And before we get in, Erica goes, oh, like, just to warn you, Brittany, like, her brother is a scary driver. And I was like, oh, like, scary I might die, or just, like, scary? And she was like, scary. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, eh, whatever. Can't be that bad. We get in the car. I, like, have, like, one leg in, and I'm pulling my other leg in. He flies off. And I'm like, slam the door shut because, like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, were you not in the car? And I'm like, no. And he's like, what? And like, we were like laughing. And at this point, like, I'm cracking up. I thought it was so funny. Like, I was like, no fucking way. Like, we get into a ride. And since his seat is in my lap, I'm also like laughing. Like, I'm like, this is funny. Okay. This is a nervous laugh. And we're driving and he's like flying through, like doing like crazy shit, stops in the middle of the road to go get McDonald's, like whatever. It's funny. And he's like, oh my god, I'm fucking stuffed in this front seat. I'm stuffed in this front seat. Like, I moved my seat way up so you could get in here. And I was like, this is up? Like, what the fuck? Like, oh my god, it was so fucking funny. Like, I was dying laughing. I was like, there's gotta be no way. But like, he was so for real. And like, the fact that he moved it up for me, like, bitch, whenever I had to be sitting in a man's bed and the seat was like in my lap, I'm not even joking, like right in between my legs, like it was fucking back. Okay, so it was just so funny. Sam took my picture with the seat back, but you don't get the vibes of that because he wasn't in the seat at the moment when we took the picture, but it was just funny. And yeah, so that was fun. And then I spent the night with Erica, and then, oh, and also, let's see, Thursday night, me and Sam hung out and we watched two movies and it was fun. Or wait, was it? No, I was watching the Diddy documentary. And so she like tried to sit in there and watch it with me for a little bit. And then she's like, I'm a grandma, I'm going to bed. So I was like, go to bed, girl. But yeah, I will stay at Erica's house, Sam's house, Erica's house. And then now we're on Saturday. And Saturday is Erica's birthday. So we get up and we're going to brunch with one of Sam's coworkers who's also friends with Erica. So we're all going to go celebrate Erica's birthday. And then we go and we're sitting there and I order chicken and waffles and I like take a couple bites and then I'm like, Sam, like, I need you to switch me spots. Like, I need to be able to get up and run. Like, I might throw up in a minute. So, of course, then they're like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, ugh, God, I just have this weird fucking throw up thing. I don't know what's going on. I'm on this medicine. I think it's because of this. I don't know. I've thrown up 4 times and like, I don't fucking know what's going on. Okay. And so then we talk about that. And then Sam's like, I get nauseous. And like, if you chew gum, like, that'll help. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Let me chew some fucking gum. And so I was chewing gum and honestly it worked. Like, it took a minute, but it worked. And then also, like, I'm glad I said something because I was just trying to be like, no, I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to throw up. I can't throw up. Like, no fucking way I have to throw up right now. And, like, I was trying not to say anything because I'm like, I don't know these people. Like, this is so embarrassing and, like, ugh, it's the whole thing. But once I said something, like, I feel like they made me feel really comfortable and, like, they were just, like, I don't know. Like, they weren't, like, I don't know what I thought they were going to be. I was just, like, scared to say something. I was like, this is embarrassing and this is stupid and, like, this is so inconvenient. Like, it's so annoying. Of course I'm about to throw up, like, in a fucking group of people that I don't fucking know. Like, God. So, yeah, but once I said something, like, we all just talked about it and now I have these freaking tips and tricks. And her friend Haley was like, this is going to sound really weird, but if you put a little bit of salt in your belly button. And I was like, what? And, yeah. And so I'm like, where did you, like, stumble upon this? And she said that, like, her aunt or someone told her, and it worked. And I was like, you know what? Honestly, I hate throwing up so bad that if I'm chewing this gum and it doesn't work, like, I'll put salt in my belly and I don't give a fuck. But luckily, the gum worked. So now I have that. Oh, and Friday night, Sam got a cat. So, a little baby kitten. And she has, like, cerebral something. And so, it's not palsy. It's something else, and so it's, like, she just, like, can't walk straight or, like, run straight, and so she just has, like, a little, like, waddle to her, and it's so cute, and then, like, her head shakes, like, if she gets, like, excited, or, like, sometimes, like, if she's just sitting there, like, her head just starts shaking, like, it's, like, a balance thing, kind of, and then she gets, like, she has, like, a late reaction, like, she, like, glitches and, like, I don't know. I just, because, like, she was trying to go under this chair and, like, she, like, walked up to it and I don't think she, like, knew how much to, like, duck. And so she just, like, sat there and, like, her head was just, like, bobbing for, like, a few seconds before she, like, decided what to do. But it was so fucking cute. Like, I'm obsessed with this kitten. And, like, I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, she just doesn't have balance. So if she falls over, like, she's gonna take a tumble. Like, she's always fallen over. But, oh, I'm obsessed. She's, like, white and has, like, a little bit of gray on her face and then her ears and then two little spots on her butt and her tail. She's so cute. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, my God. And then there was a whole thing Saturday night because I guess when we bought the tickets to Green Velvet, we did not really have a full plan. Then at breakfast, her friend Haley doesn't drink or smoke or anything, so she could have drove. Erica usually drives when they go, but it's Erica's birthday, so she wants to get fucked up. She doesn't want to drive, so I'm like, valid. I'm not going to offer to drive because I'm on vacation, and also, like, I'm not driving here. You people drive fucking insane, and also, I don't want to drive any y'all's cars and risk anything happening. Like, I am not a candidate, okay? And anyway, so Haley, we're trying to convince her. She seems kind of down. She's thinking about it. And then she's kind of like, nah, pretty much. So that sucks because, like, that was, like, going to be our best option. Like, if she could have drove. Obviously, we wanted her to go. And there was a whole other thing. This other factor just played in and lined up perfectly. Okay. Anyway, so once Haley was kind of like, nah, like, I don't really want to go, I'm like, Erica's like, okay, we're not going, like, of course we're not fucking going, and, like, this is a crash out, and I just want to validate her so hard in this, because if anyone understands this feeling, I understand this feeling so bad. Like, I just feel like my birthday, some shit always fucking happens. Like, I don't know. It's like this weird expectation. And I don't think this is the healthiest thing. I do think this is something that I want to change a little bit. But, like, Erica crashing out is, like, so valid. I'm feeling connected to her. I'm like, you know what? I fucking understand this. She's like, it's this one day of the year. Like, one day of the year is my fucking birthday. Like, I am, like, I do shit for everyone else all the time. And, like, I feel like I'm always trying so hard. And I always want to make sure everybody else is having the great time. Like, this is the one day. This is my birthday. Like, I just want it to go my way for once. Like, I don't know. And, like, maybe that's not the healthiest, like, crash out. But, like, whatever it is, I get it. I feel that. And it's, like, also, like, the friend not being able to drive, the friend not wanting to go, like, it's not her fault. She's just, like, the last straw. Like, this has been building up. Because Friday night, everyone canceling last minute when we're trying to do the thing. And, like, one of them, valid excuse. Her sister had just had a baby. Okay, valid. Okay. Someone's like, I don't have money for that. Someone's like, oh, my, all of these things are, like, valid things, because, yeah, somebody doesn't have money, somebody's, like, tire had popped the day before or something, and so they, like, didn't have a ride, whatever, I don't fucking know, but it's, like, I just feel like some of these things were valid excuses, some of these things were just, like, low effort, like, you're not really trying to make this a priority. Especially because it was, like, multiple people. Like, there were, like, multiple people. So, by Saturday midday, like, this is a valid crash out. I'm honestly, like, girl, I get it. Because she's, like, we can't go. We can't go to New York. Like, no, like, the Ubers aren't going to take us. The train, I guess they stopped coming back to New Jersey at, like, 1 a.m. But Green Velvet, like, we were going to be there till, like, 4. So, it was, it was a whole thing. But, yeah, anyway, she's, like, crouching out the whole car ride home, and, like, Haley's in the car with us, so it's, like, a little awkward, because Erica's not, like, just mad at Haley, it's, like, she's mad at everyone, and Haley's just the one here, like, for this crash out. Like, no one else is getting this, like, crash out. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't just Haley's fault, but Haley is a contributing factor to, like, this whole problem. And Erica's just crashing out. She's not trying to crash out to Haley. Haley just happens to be here during this valid crash out. So, kind of awkward, but honestly, I'm like, girl, like, I fucking get it. Like, I understand what you're feeling so bad right now. Like, I get it. And so I'm like, since I know how you're feeling, like, I feel this way on my birthday. Like, we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna go. Like, you can crash out for, like, another hour. And then, like, we're gonna figure this out. Like, this is, like, your birthday is not gonna be fucking ruined. Like, everything's gonna be good. And so I'm, like, Googling all this shit. I'm trying to figure out something we can do. I'm texting people. I'm, like, I'm trying to fucking figure this out. And, as I'm looking it up, like, the Uber is not that crazy. Because they're like, it's going to be so expensive and it's so hard getting a ride back because, like, they have to... I don't know. I honestly don't really know what was so complicated. I was trying to look at it and it was, like, one thing. And I don't really know if that was the actual thing. Regardless, it ended up being a lot easier. And so I was like, okay, cool, we're going. And so then we get to Sam's house. And Erica is still in this crash out at this point. And this is whenever I'm starting to look up shit. I haven't found anything yet. This is, like, in the middle of the crash out. And Erica, like, a couple times, she's like, Haley, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not mad at you. Like, I'm just mad at, like, everything. Like, it sucks that you're here for this. But, like, I'm not mad at you. And so then we get to Sam's apartment. And we're all going to go up. And so she says, Brittany, Haley, y'all go up. Sam and Erica are going to talk. And so we're like, okay, cool. So me and Haley go up and we're just hanging out, playing with the kitty cat, and Sam and Erica are in the car talking for like, probably like 30, 45 minutes. It felt like a long ass time, but maybe it wasn't that long. I don't know. And anyway, they come up. Erica's like, cool, like, calm down a little bit. Like, she's kind of like, okay, no, we can figure this out. And then we're chilling, we're hanging out. Haley leaves. We're sitting there. Erica is FaceTiming her sister because she's trying to make this paper snowflake. And her sister's also in there with her mom. So the three of them are on the phone, and then me and Sam are sitting around the couch. And then Sam decides to instigate a fight between me and Erica because she thought it would be funny. And so she, like, says, like, she's talking about politics, and she's like, oh, Brittany said Republicans are this and this, and, like, she thinks everyone deserves free healthcare. And I'm like, Sam, and I'm like, okay, I didn't say anything about Republicans, but I do think people deserve free healthcare. And so then, like, Erica, like, says something, and then, like, her sister and her mom are chiming into it. I'm like, oh my god, this is, like, I'm scared. And I don't know. Also, politics are, like, complicated for me. Like, I feel like I, like, have just been invalidated a lot in conversations because people are like, well, you don't actually know. You don't actually know. And then I'm like, I don't know policies. Like, I haven't, like, you know, spent a lot of time just researching things. But, like, hearing, well, seeing what's fucking happening in the world and hearing what's going on and hearing everyone else's point of view, like, I'm able to gather information. I'm able to, like, see how things feel with me and, like, what feels, like, fucking shitty and, you know, things that I believe, like, basic, like, values and morals. Like, I feel like a lot of that, like, is politics. And so I get nervous whenever I go into political conversations because, like, I don't have A, B, and C facts to stand on. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I have fucking feelings and I love humanity. Like, I don't know. So I was a little nervous. And then Sam goes away and takes a fucking nap. That little bitch. She knew what she was doing. But anyway, me and Erica start talking, and then, like, eventually she gets off the phone with her family. So I was kind of like, okay, cool. And so then me and Erica just talked for, like, a few hours, and we're kind of debating, but it was nice because I think we were both, like, open, like, because I'm, like, I try to, like, I want to understand why you think what you think, and then also I feel like I'm trying to open my mind and realize that, like, if you think this, it's not because you're bad, like, you have a reason for thinking this, and there's something, like, in how you were raised or something, like, that's happened to you, like, I don't know, so I'm, like, I just wanted to hear her out, and I wanted to, also, I want to be heard out, because I have a reason for feeling the way that I feel, so, yeah, I think it's fun, like, let's sit here and compare and just, like, kind of see, like, maybe open each other's minds a little more. And yeah, I feel like me and Erica were on the same page, and like we just had like a really good conversation. I don't think we were ever like, hell yeah, I agree with that, like, but I don't know, we just explored a lot of ideas, and yeah, it was good. So that was fun. And then I go to wake up Sam because we were gonna leave and take the train at 8, and it was 7, so I'm like, Sam. And then I go to the bathroom and I come back and Erica's like, oh, we're just going to the club. Like, we're not going. And I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck? Like, I was honestly, like, pissed and sad and, like, I don't know. I was just like, no fucking way. Like, I want to go to New York so bad. We already bought tickets to the show. It's your birthday. Like, we... No, like, we're going. And also, like, it's time to start getting ready. Like, why are you telling me this now? Like, I was like... literally about to cry. I'm like texting my mom in the bathroom and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking pissed. And like, yeah, there's a lot of factors, but also something is like, I want to go to New York so bad just because I've never been. And it's like New York. And also like last time I was in New Jersey, I was supposed to go to New York 2 or 3 times. Didn't go a single time. And so I was like, I'm not fucking like, this is not happening again. And so, oh my god, yeah, I was pissed about it. But anyway, and so they're like saying this right now, and I'm like, no fucking way. And so we go wake up Sam, and she's like, oh, we're going. She just was saying she didn't want to go to Times Square and the tree, like, before. She just wanted to go to the show. And so I'm like, okay, like, I'm down for that, but, like, we do have to go to the tree, and, like, I really want to see Times Square. Like, I want to go so bad. Like, the tree, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I guess I want to see the tree. Like, yeah, Christmas, whatever. But, like, I really wanted to go to Times Square just because, like, I feel like the lights are so cool. Like, whatever. And I just never been. Like, I feel like you, like, I have to, and it's, like, Christmas time. Like, I don't know. I was excited about it. And I really wanted to go. And so I was like, okay, like, yeah, I mean, I want to, and also Green Velvet, like, I love Green Velvet, and it's just cool, like, of course I want to go to a fucking rave, like, always, so, all of that, and on top of all of that, like, it's Erica's birthday, like, we made these plans, like, this is something we want to do, like, we're gonna fucking find a way to do it, I'm not just gonna accept it, like, if I'm not gonna get something, I'm at least gonna try everything I can before I don't fucking get it, okay? And so anyway, we decide we're gonna go, and we're gonna wait a little bit longer since we're not going to the tree, and we're not going, but they said we were going Monday night, so I'm like, okay, we have to go, like, we have to go, guys, I want to go so bad. And they just, like, obviously aren't that into it because they live right outside the city. Like, whenever, like, it was new to them, it was cool, but, like, now it's just, like, like, overstimulating and a hassle. So I'm like, I get it, but, like, also, like, I've never been, like, I want to go so bad. So anyway, we go to the show, we get there, we dance, we're taking shots, we're having fun, we're making friends, we're meeting people, we're doing the thing, and it's so fucking fun. And, like, the DJ before Green Velvet, like, the opener was so good, like, oh, it was just such a vibe. It was such a good time. And yeah, and oh my god, I kept getting so many compliments on my Fashmina, and I'm like, thanks, I made it. And like, oh, I just love it. Like, I've been waiting for that moment to be wearing one of my Fashminas that I rhinestoned, and like people to compliment it, and me to get to be like, I did this, like, thank you, like, oh, I love it. So, of course, that was fun. And Sam had these sunglasses that were so cute. They had a little, like, cat eye. And they were cheetah print. And, like, oh, my God. I just, like, I love them. I want them. I have to buy them. Like, I'm obsessed with them. Anyway. So, yeah, that was Saturday night. So fun. So party. So awesome. I felt like, and it was funny. Like, I just felt like anytime I just kept being like, New York. And like, that was like my bit. Like, the whole, like, fucking, I don't know. I sound stupid saying it right now, but like, it was funny. Like, we were cracking up every time. And so, yeah, we danced and danced. Oh, baby. Okay. So we're in the club. There's this girl in front of me. She's dancing. She got a bob work. Okay. The bob was fucking bobbing. Like, this is relevant because, ugh, I got so mad at her, but her bob was fucking fire. Like, I can't even talk shit about her fucking bob. Like, she had the bob going on. Okay. This girl, the DJ, you know, is like yelling, trying to get the crowd to interact, trying to get the crowd hype, trying to get the vibes going. So of course me, I'm yelling. I'm always yelling. Cause if you're gonna be like, you know, like, New York, how we feeling or something, like, you know, like, if you're trying to get me hype, I'm gonna get hype. Okay. So of course I'm like, yeah. And like every time this girl's like grabbing her mouth and turning around and giving me the nastiest look ever. And she keeps on doing this. And I'm like, I'm trying to ignore it. I'm like, don't even fucking get me started right now, bitch. And then, like, sometimes if somebody starts dancing next to me, I'll get a little like, hey, 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 hey. And like, you know, like, just getting the crowd hype. Like, we're starting a little dance circle. She doing her thing. Get a little hyper up a little bit. Like, you have to. And so I do that, and this girl grabs her mouth, turns around on me, and goes, you're yelling. And I was like, yeah, I'm on the fucking dance floor. And I try to be nice, and I try to be the, like, I always want to, like, I want to be fair. I want to be as fair as I can in any case scenario. However, the dance floor, like, I feel strongly about this because I've had to sit with myself and see how I really feel about this. And, like, I have an opinion. And if I'm on the fucking dance floor, I'm here at a set. The DJ, the person that we're all here to see, is trying to get us hype, trying to get us going, trying to get these vibes up, trying to have a good time. So, yes, I am gonna fucking do what I can to contribute and lift the spirit and get them fucking vibes going. And so, like, you're in the wrong here. Like, I'm not in the fucking wrong. If you're mad, you know what you can do? Go to the back. Get off the dance floor. Go to the side. Go home, bitch. Get out of my fucking face. No, that pisses me off. Like, I just, like, they're trying to get us hype. We're in a loud environment. I gotta be loud. Like, we gotta be loud. Like, we gotta get this thing going. So, yes, I was rude to her whenever she's like, you're yelling. You know, yes, duh. Why aren't you yelling? You're not. That's the problem here. Anyway, sorry. Ooh, let me get a little, got a little heated. Because no, that pisses me off. And I have to think about this because I also think if we're at a set and someone is pushing to get to the front, they're pushing past me, let them. Because you know what? They want it more than me. They want it more than me. I can be like that if I wanted to be like that. And guess what? They're going to get to the front. They're accomplishing their fucking mission. Like, if I don't like that, you know what I can do? If I need more space, if I'm mad that it's getting fucking crammed, go to the back. Go to the fucking back. Get out of it. If you don't like it, get out of it. I believe that. And if I'm dancing on the dance floor and I bump someone, I'm not sorry. If you're mad that I bumped you because you're standing there like a fucking wall, get out. Because if we're both on the dance floor, we're both dancing. When I bump you, you're also bumping me because we're dancing. And so we're going to look at each other and we're going to be like, get a girl, get a girl. Like, this is not a problem. The dance floor is made to be fucking, like, loud and crazy and big and take up space. Like, you're supposed to take up space on the fucking dance floor, okay? Like, damn. So whenever people do things like that, like, that's just something, like, I believe that I'm in the right. Like, I'm here for the DJ. You're here for the DJ. The DJ is trying to get us going. And you trying to not get going. So get out, bitch. Like, if you ain't taking shots, get the fuck out the club. If you ain't came to party, get the fuck out of the club. Okay? That's all I gotta say. So, The bob was cute. The attitude, the vibes were not. Okay? Anyway. And then they're like, Erica's like, Brittany, like, Sam and Erica are looking at me. And they're like, the jersey's coming out of you. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like, I'm not... I'm not being an asshole right now. I'm not trying to, and I'm not saying everybody from Jersey's an asshole. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, they're saying, like, oh, she's getting mad. Like, she's freaking honking her horn. And I was like, you know, honestly, like, I'm on the people. I'm with the people always. And I'm also with the fucking DJ. That's the person I'm choosing to be with because I'm here for the energy. I'm here for the immaculate vibes. I'm here to dance. I'm here to freaking pop off and take up space. So I'll get in another argument about that in my life. Like, there's usually, I want to accommodate everyone as much as I can. The dance floor, you got to accommodate me, okay? Like, I just, like, I feel like I'm in the right in that. So, I did have a little attitude, but, okay? Then we get to Sunday. Sunday, I am sleeping on the couch, and I wake up to people flying in the door of the apartment and talking, like, loud. There's, like, three people. I don't know what's going on. I'm literally, like, no idea who these people are. No idea that people were coming. No idea what's going on. Why are they here? What's happening? What is this? And so I just, like, kind of open my eyes, and then I'm just, like, no. Like, I don't feel... I'm not hungover. Like, it's not like I feel, like, sick or something. I'm just, like, tired. Like, I just went hard. Like, I'm just, like, not, like, I'm recover mode. And so I'm just, like, laying there. And then, like, everybody's here. Everybody's talking. Everybody's doing their thing. And, like, I feel like, honestly, this is probably my worst first impression of my entire life. And I don't know. I'm, like, I mean, they literally, like, woke me up. Like, I didn't even have a second to, like, prepare for this or anything. So, I'm like, you know what? And it's not like I had a bad impression. I was just quiet. Like, I just didn't really talk. Like, and they were like, oh, like, how's the trip so far? Like, are you having fun? And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, it's good. And then I was just like, sorry, like, I'm so tired. Like, sorry. And so, I was not life of the party. I took two naps while they were there. So, like, that tells you what you need to know. Okay. But, yeah, they were cool. It was her friend Layla and then Layla's siblings. And so, yeah, we were all just hanging out. And then they came back with food. So, I did wake up once we got to eating. And then I was kind of like, okay, like, hey. But, yeah, before that, I apologize. I was fucking dead and unprepared. So, yeah, Sunday was recovery, and then at, like, 5 o'clock, Erica left, and then me and Sam went and took a nap, and so what did I do? Oh, I took a shower, and I washed my hair, and then, because I wasn't really tired, because I had been napping, and so, yeah, washed my hair, hung out, FaceTimed Jalen, and played with the kitty cat mostly. And then, let's see. Oh, and then Sam woke up, and then we were just hanging out, and we watched a couple movies, and then, yeah, went to bed. So Sunday was honestly a good day. Like, it was nice to just, like, chill and just, like, chill. Chill and nap and be lazy, but, like, it was fun. And then Monday, I'm, like, so excited. I'm like, we're going to New York tonight. Like, I'm gonna get to see Times Square. I'm gonna see the tree. Like, this is it. And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna walk and go get some food, and then I don't know. So I walk, I go get this little wrap, and it's got, like, eggs, avocado, sausage, tater tots, hot sauce, and, like, some other stuff, and it was so fucking good. Literally, the tater tots in there, like, such a good idea. I loved it. And then I had this, like, cookie, what is it? I'm, like, brain farting. What is it? Oh, cookie butter? that what it's called? I don't know. Whatever the fuck. Hopefully you know what I'm trying to say, because I don't know what I'm trying to say. It was good. This little coffee. I think it was cookie butter, but that doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. But maybe it is. I don't know. It was good. I liked it. And then, yeah, I was walking back and I was like, I'm so cold. And so I go inside and I'm like, I want to, like, be outside. Like, I want to do something, but, like, I'm cold. Like, I want to be, like, cozy and, like, I don't know. So I just went back to Sam's apartment and, like, opened the windows and turned on some music and just, like, danced around the house forever. Like, it was so much fun. And danced with the kitty cat. And then I got my journal out and I journaled, like, I wrote, like, a little letter. Like, I didn't really write anything crazy. But it was fun. And, yeah, I pretty much just danced. I took some, I took a lot of selfies. This is embarrassing. Like, I don't know. I was just, like, every time I go to take a selfie, like, I just feel like I look so weird. And so I feel like I just try out different faces. And I don't know. Like, I'm a weird selfie taker because my whole life I've done duck lips or, like, big smile. And now I'm like, I don't like doing duck lips, but that's what feels natural and it looks normal to me. So, like, my go-to is duck lips. And then a smile. Like, I don't always want a big smile. Like, it's kind of intense. And, like, I was just, like, chilling on the couch. Like, it wasn't, like, big smile vibe, you know? So I was trying to take selfies and make different faces and then thought I looked weird in everyone, so then I would try more. So I just have, like, a huge section in my camera roll of weird selfies. But honestly, it was so good, and I was just, like, feeling so much gratitude, and I was just, like, thinking, like, I'm sad that I leave tomorrow because, like, we're finally getting really comfortable with each other, and, like, I feel like we're actually starting to get close, and, like, I was just, like, excited, and then I was just, like, I love my family, like, and I'm, like, I'm so proud of myself for coming here. Like, I was really scared and I did it, and, like, I don't know. So I cried a lot too, but it was, like, such a good cry. Like, it was a healing kind of cry, and it just felt like I was just, like, existing, and, like, everything was just, like, how it's supposed to be, I guess. I don't know. I just felt really fucking good yesterday, or Monday, because it's Wednesday now. Yeah. So yeah, that was really good. And I got to have the little cold weather because I had the windows open. So it was getting, honestly, it was freezing in her apartment. Like, I had to put my socks on and a blanket. I was like, I'm cold. But it was so nice. And then all the light coming in, like, it just felt like such a vibe. Like, I don't know. It was so cozy. And then the little kitty sleeping and the, like, music I had on, which I had all kinds of, like, I don't know, I danced to my phone music for a while, but then I just turned on a playlist on YouTube called Living Room Dance Party, and that was so good. And I did a toe touch, because I was like, I haven't done a toe touch in, like, I don't think I've, like, done a toe touch since high school, so I've probably done one since then, but I don't know, I was like, I just wanted to try it, so I did, and honestly, like, I was impressed with myself. I was like, you know what, like, now. And so then I was like, let me do my hurdler, like, because that's my best jump, so, like, let me just see how she looking. And I did it, and she looked good, and I was like, I just thought it was so funny. I was like, it was embarrassing that I liked that, but it was fun. And then I scrolled on TikTok a lot, but TikTok was getting my crying vibe, and so it was, like, giving me, like, happy sad videos and just, like, deep, like, it was meeting me where I was, so it was nice. And then I saw these tattoos of these dancing bugs, and I was like, shut the fuck up, that's the cutest thing ever, because, like, I want something, like, dancing, but I've seen dancing skeletons, and those are cute, but I don't know, like, these little dancing bugs were just, like, the cutest fucking thing ever. I was obsessed, and I was like, I want that tattoo, like, that's so cute. Anyway, then Monday night, Sam gets home. I'm, like, texting them all day. I'm like, guys, like, I'm sad I'm about to leave, like, I love you guys, like, and I'm like, I can't wait to go to New York tonight, like, thank you guys, like, I'm so glad, whatever. And so, yeah, they get there, we go to New York, we get parking, and we go to the tree, and then I'm like, okay, cute, like, the tree is really cute, all the lights on it are really cute, but, like, they have, like, all these, like, barricades. Like, you have to pay to, like, go up and take a picture with the tree. And then there's, like, no decorations around the tree. Like, it's literally just a tree. Which I'm not necessarily mad at. Like, the... I just wish there was, like, more shit on the ground. Like, more, like, little trees or, like, wreaths or, like, little ornaments. Like, little other things that, like... I want the scene, you know, not just the tree. But, you know, it's okay. And I also, like, I didn't know what to expect because, like, I know there's, like, the tree and, like, New York Christmas, like, the ball drop, like, it's all so crazy, it's a Christmas, it's so fun, but, like, I didn't have a picture in my head exactly of how it was supposed to look, so I was just, like, letting my imagination roam, and she's big, so I was expecting, like, a lot, but the tree was cute, the lights on it were, like, all rainbow, and they were really lit up, like, it was cute, but I was, like, okay, cool. Take a picture. Okay. And I was like, all right, let's go to Times Square. So then we did that, and that was so fun. I went to a little gift shop, of course, had to get everybody souvenirs. I spent $80 on, like, I got 2 condoms, 2 keychains, a snow globe, and a little apple. And I spent $80. I was like, damn. But it was okay because it was all funny. And, like, the condoms, like, they're just, like, they have, like, funny things on them. Like, one of them says, blow me, it's my birthday. So I got that for Jalen because it's almost her birthday. And then I got Cheyenne one and it says, like, I need a rich man with a big cock or something. I don't know. And I just thought it was funny. And then I got Cheyenne. Oh, and I got a little pin. It's just a little hot dog pin, and it says New York. So I was like, I'm going to get that for Cheyenne, because we love a glizzy. but anyway, it was fun. And then, like, I don't know. They were trying to get in and out of there. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm here. I got to see it. Let's, like, get the picture, and then we can leave. Like, I don't need to do the thing. So, of course, took some pictures in Times Square. It was cute, colorful, like, it was fun. And then, yeah, I don't know. It was, yeah, I honestly liked all the pictures that she took, so I'm like, okay, like, that's a slay. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, we left. but it was fun. Like, we were just frolicking and, like, fucking around. Like, I liked it. And then... then what? Oh, I was starving. I was so hungry. And so we got food from Wawa, and I was like, yeah, like, I want to eat there. Like, I wanted to eat something that, like, I don't have here, and, like, it is, like, their Wawa, like, that's what they compared to Bucky's. I was like, girl, what? Like, that's their gas station that they have that, like, has food and, like, has the shit. Like, their Wawa is, like, the size of Bucky's bathrooms. Like, everything is bigger in Texas, I'll say that. But, I don't know, it was funny. And so, yeah, I just got a burger and fries, but honestly, like, it was really good. And then I got caramel hot chocolate, and it was so good. And also, I don't know where we ordered food from Friday night after the bar, but it was so fucking good. I had... a sausage croissant, but I had something else. I don't know, what else did I eat? I don't remember the other thing I ate. I don't think it was a quesadilla. I think Sam's the one who got a quesadilla. I don't know what it was, honestly. I have no idea, but it was fucking good. And then that, I remember the sausage croissant because that was so fucking good. I'm texting them. I don't remember the other thing I got at all. I don't know. But, or wait, it might have been, no, because Saturday night we got McDonald's. And then they freaking ate my freaking nuggets. I only had 7. Whatever. But, yeah, that sausage was on fire. And then, yeah, yesterday I was, like, nervous in the morning. I was like, I don't know, like, when to leave the airport. Like, for the airport, I don't know what I should do. Like, I'm scared. I feel like I want to leave earlier. And my flight boarded at 3:13. So, I was like, I'm going to get there at 1. Just so I just don't even have to worry. And so, yeah, I called my Uber at, like, 12:30, which, honestly, I'm glad I did. Because I was sitting there and I was, like, debating doing the wait and save. Because that's normally what I do. Because, like, I'm not in a rush like that. But I was like, yeah, I'll just do this one. It's 5 minutes away. Like, even if I get to the airport early, like, it's okay. Whatever. And then, I literally got to the airport exactly at 1. So I was like, okay, perfect. Like, this is great. And then everything, like, was going pretty smooth. Like, I found it was super easy to, like, they had specific TSAs for specific gates, so that was kind of cool. And then, like, I go through that, and we're sitting there, and there's, like, this, like, dad and daughter behind me, and the daughter's, like, probably my age. And, like, we're sitting there talking, and, like, we just give them our ID, and then we're waiting to go get our bags checked. And so we're standing in this line. They only have 2 lanes open out of 5. And, like, it's starting to get busy. And then, like, I had talked. The daughter had, like, asked the dad, like, what happens, like, if you don't want to show your ID. And he was like, oh, I don't know. But I had just looked at the sign that said, if you don't want to show your ID, like, be prepared for, a screening. And so I was just like, oh, yeah, like, it says you have to go through, like, a different screening. And so, yeah, I just, like, we talked a little bit then, and then they were like, oh, where are you going? Like, when's your flight? Like, are you cutting it close? Like, we're cutting it close. And they were, like, going in the thing. And then, like, I was like, oh, no, like, my flight's not till 3. Like, I, like, am nervous, so I just got here early. And they were like, oh, we're cutting it close. Like, we should have done that. And I was like, yeah, like, I cut it close. Like, I got to my flight on the way here, like, 1 minute before boarding. Like, I get it. And so, then we were just standing there, and, like, they just kept getting, like, the dad was starting to get really stressed out, and, like, the daughter's like, well, what happens? Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And he's like, then we have to book another flight, then we gotta do this, this, and this, and, like, it was just, like, a whole thing. And I was like, I don't really know how much it helped, but, like, if you guys want to get in front of me, like, I hope you can make your flight. And I, like, tried to say it loud, so that way then the people in front of me would also do that, and they did. It worked. And so, like, we got them right to the front, and, like, then, like, they were trying to let me go, and I was like, no, guys, like, no, I'm fine. And they were so nice, and I was just like, wow, like, ugh, I love humanity. Like, thank you, everyone, for doing that. Like, oh, I love it. And so I was like, good luck, guys. Like, hope you get to your flight. So I don't actually know if they did, but I hope that they did. And then, yeah, I don't know. And so finally I get through TSA. I do my thing. I'm kind of chilling. I'm like, I don't really know what's going on, because they had a lot of food before TSA and then after, where, like, the DFW airport, like, you go through TSA first and then you get to the food after. As far as I know, everywhere that I've been in the airport, I'm pretty sure that's how it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But anyway, I was like, is there more food once I get past TSA? Like, what do I do? And they were like, yes. So I was like, okay, cool. So I go through, and then there was, like, I guess in the section of the airport that I was in, like, with my gates, they only had, like, 3 options. Or I don't even think 3. I think there were, oh, because there was Starbucks, but they didn't, you couldn't sit down in Starbucks. They just had this little bar and then this pizza place. And so I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll get pizza. And so I'm chilling. I have, like, a little over an hour. So I'm just kind of hanging out. I was like, I feel like once I got to that point, like, all my nerves just kind of left me. I was like, wow, I have so much time. Like, I did it. Fuck yeah. And so, like, I got go to the bathroom twice. Like, it was so, I think I went three times. Like, it was so nice. I loved it. And then I got a piece of pepperoni pizza. And I got a Cutwater because they had them there. They had a margarita one. So I was like, fuck it. Like, this will get me fucked up. Like, why not? And so I was just drinking it. And I drank, like, half, maybe. And then I was like, all right, I just want to go back over there just so I can chill. Which I ended up sitting there for, like, probably, like, 15 minutes. That I could have still been sitting drinking my Cutwater, but whatever. And yeah, it was fine. Just hung out. Yeah, not a lot happened. And then I got on my flight, and then I was like, I'm not really, like, tired right this second. And then, also, me and the girl next to me got lucky. Nobody sat in the middle seat. And, like, she was on the phone, and so I was a little nervous. I was like, oh my god, like, I want to, like, at least, like, say something, like, be friends a little bit. But she was on the phone the whole time, literally, like, till we were taking off, and she had to turn him on airplane mode. So I was like, okay. And then I was just like, ooh, I'm gonna be obnoxious really quick, but sorry. Because I have this, like, pillow that it's kind of like the shape of a backpack, and it has, like, little holes through the middle, so you can put your face in your hands and you just, like, can sleep like that. And it's not the most comfortable thing, but honestly, like, any other time I went on a plane before that, I would just lay my head on the little freaking tray, which is not comfortable. So having that, it just has a little cushion, but it's still, like, the same, like, not the same, it's better, but whatever. Anyway, I just have to blow it up, and it's just, like, kind of annoying for, like, it's embarrassing for, like, 30 seconds, but then I get to sleep and be comfortable the whole time, so it is definitely worth it. But, yeah, I did that, and then I was, like, drinking my water, and I was like, oh, I need to pee, like, I just want to pee again. And so then I was, like, trying to build up the courage to, like, get up and go to the bathroom. And so that took, like, a minute. And then I did that. And then went back to my seat. And then I was just sitting there for a little bit. And then, yeah, then I was out. And I had this little girl, like, diagonal from me. And her dad was, like, holding her. And she's, like, sleeping. Like, she has her arms sticking out in the aisle. Like, I don't know. She was funny. And so I took a picture of her, and I was, like, looking at her and, like, making faces at her a little bit, and then, yeah, I slept for a long time, and then I woke up, and I was, like, I feel like we're almost there, like, I don't really know, like, I wish I could, like, get an ETA, so, like, should I go back to sleep or what? And so I was just kind of chilling for a while, and then I was, like, laying back down but not going back to sleep. I'm like, I don't know, I just feel like we're, like, kind of close, like, I feel like I've been asleep for a while, I don't know. And so, yeah, I was just sitting there, and then eventually, like, probably, like, maybe 10 minutes later, they were like, oh yeah, like, we're gonna start getting prepared for landing, so, like, if you gotta go to the bathroom, go pee, whatever. But at this point, I'm starving, I was so hungry. And yeah, so as soon as I got off that plane, I went and got food, and I was, like, there was Wendy's and Panda right next to each other, and it was, like, reminiscing, because the Panda, like, literally was right next to the gate we got off of, and before, like, that was the, like, gate we got onto, I'm pretty sure, when we went to Puerto Rico, and, like, we all sat at that Panda, like, they have a bar, and so, like, we were all sitting there, like, having a little drink, about to go on our flight, like, it was so fun. And, yeah, so that was cute. And so then I was like, I'm gonna get Wendy's, because the Panda and Wendy's are, like, connected. And so I was standing there forever, and then I was like, shit, that Panda smells good. Like, everyone around me was eating Panda, and I'm just like, damn, that looks like it smells so good. So I ended up just getting a Frosty from Wendy's, because I have been standing in this line forever. And so then I was like, I'm gonna get food at Panda. So I did that. And then all these, like, tables were full, like, there wasn't really a lot, and I didn't want to take up a whole table, like, on one person, and, like, it was really busy over there. So I go sit at the bar, and, like, the bar is Panda, so, like, I was like, maybe, like, I can get away with not buying something. And then it was also the bartender's birthday, like, she had a big headband on and stuff, so I was like, fuck. So she's like, what can I get for you? And I was like, oh, just take a tequila shot, I guess. And she's like, Patron or Casamigos? And I'm like, Casamigos, I guess. And yeah, and then I'm like, happy birthday, whatever. And I just like have this shot sitting next to me. I'm just trying to scarf down food. Like, I'm fucking starving. And so yeah, I just like eat real quick. And then I'm like debating taking the shot. And I was like, I thought about like maybe just like leaving it, but I was like, I just spent $20 on this fucking shot. Like, and it's a tequila shot, like, right in front of my face. Like, what? So, I was like, obviously, I'm going to take it. So, I took it. And then this other guy came up to the bar and sat down. And she was like, oh, like, can I get you a drink? And he, like, sat there for a second. And he was like, no, I'm okay. And then, like, she, like, walks away for a second. And then, like, walks to the other end of the bar and then walks back. And then I was like, actually, like, you have to buy something, like, to sit here. And he was like, okay. And then just starts, like, packing up his stuff to leave. And then he's, like, talking some shit to the guy next to him. And he's like, God, like, I pay so much money to fucking be here. Like, blah, 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 blah. Which I'm like, I get both sides of it. Like, you are taking up a seat at the bar, but also the bar, like, is pretty fucking empty. Like, I don't know. Whatever. I get both sides of it. And I was like, yeah, glad I got a shot because I was not gonna get kicked out of the bar. Like, give me that fucking Casamigos, girl. But anyway, yeah. Then I got my shuttle back to my car and then drove home. And yeah, now I'm home and I'm really happy. And I'm really happy because that was like my first official hangout with Sam and Erica. Because I've met them 3 times before. And it's been at festivals. So it's like, we're super go, go, go. And like, yeah, we have a little bit of time to hang out, like, in the morning before we get ready, but it's, like, we're so tired, we're recapping from last night, we're making plans for tonight, we're, like, we're not just, like, sitting there, like, getting to know each other. Like, we get to a little bit, but a lot of it, like, is just super go, go, go. Like, it's not super deep. So, this was our first, like, hangout like that, like, just to see each other and spend time with each other. So, yeah, it was good. I liked them. I was kind of nervous, but yeah, like, I'm glad, like, I feel like now we finally, like, have a friendship, like, a good friendship, so, yay. Yeah, and then I left them little letters whenever I took my Uber to the airport, because they were both at work at that time. So, yeah, that's that. That was New Jersey. Okay, anyway, that was embarrassing. Okay, I love you. Bye.